Hey, everybody, Susan Michon here, the Techie Mentor. Just a big thank you for listening to this podcast, the Virtual Assistant Tips, Tricks, and Advice channel, where I share all things virtual assistant every week with no fluff, just the stuff that gets results. Hello, my friends, and welcome to this week's episode. Today, I want to talk to you about the Techie Mentor. So what my business is all about, and the reason I'm doing this is because I've done lots of other podcasts about my story and how to get started, but I've really never talked about, you know, what the Techie Mentor is, why I started it, what I offer, what's my main focus, and all those kind of things. And I do have people ask me these questions, so I thought, I'll just do a podcast on it. So if you've listened to my story, and I have put a link to that podcast in the description below, so feel free to listen to that. But like many of you, I started my business on the side while I was working a full-time gig. And one of the things that I quickly realized is that in order for me to leave my soul-sucking job, I had to replace a six-figure income, and admin skills would not do that. And at that time, admin skills or administrative type services were still very popular in the VA industry. As the years have changed, things are really shifting to be less admin focused and more tech and strategic focused, which is what I offer in the Techie Mentor. So I ran my VA business for about 5 years, and people started coming to me and asking me, well, how did you start your business? And what systems do you use? And how did you learn all those technology skills? Because I don't want to be an admin. I want to do something different. And so that's how the Techie Mentor was born. It was based on people coming to me, asking me how I did what I did, and how I learned the technology that clients were asking for. Now, my background is in IT and project management. And so technology is something that's fascinated me for years, and it's something that I absolutely love along with systems. And so I have no problem jumping in and learning a piece of technology and teaching it. And part of my background is I used to do stand-up training for computers. So I used to teach software many, many years ago. And it's something that I love to do. So what I did when I started the Techie Mentor was my goal was to offer, you know, techie type skills to people who wanted to learn the technology side of online businesses and offer those services instead of admin type services. So that's why the Techie Mentor was born. Now, I have changed what I offer and what I do over the years based on my own needs and wants and based on the market as well. I've been in the business for 11 years, so I'm experienced, and I've actually built 2 six-figure businesses based on the VA industry, my original VA business and the Techie Mentor. So what my core focus is on now is anything non-admin. And so my focus is to help those people like myself who want to start a VA business but don't want to offer admin services for whatever reason. So my focus is around what I call high-end skills and systems. And these are the in-demand skills that clients are asking for. Plus, these are the skills that can make you 4 to 5 times more than admin skills. You know, things like digital marketing and the technology that goes with it, project management for product launches and new courses and helping coaches roll out, you know, membership programs or group coaching programs. Those are the things that are my focus. So if you really wanted to break it down into 2 pieces, it's really digital marketing. So everything around digital marketing, which would be websites and social media and sales funnels and email marketing and all of those things, plus the technology. So WordPress and, you know, MailChimp or MailerLite or ConvertKit or Infusionsoft or ClickFunnels, the tools that actually make digital marketing work. Those two marry very well together. And then project management, which is a passion of mine, to help you manage all the moving pieces that go into implementing digital marketing for clients, or as I mentioned before, product launches or course launches or those type of things. These are all in-demand skills. They are all high-end and they're also systems-based, but they're not considered admin-type skills. So that's my main focus here at the Techie Mentor, helping you create, for instance, your service packages, you know, embracing digital marketing to help you get clients, helping you close sales. If you have high-end
in-demand skills, it makes it so much easier to get clients because that's the help that they're looking for. The industry is really moving away from admin-based to being more techie and strategic-based. Strategic skills would be anything digital marketing and project management. So I've kind of already talked to you about how I'm different. I don't teach anything admin-based. I built my two successful businesses based on the VA industry, and I have tons of years of experience both as a VA, but also as somebody teaching courses to the industry as well. Now, as I mentioned, you're welcome to listen to my story. I've given you a link to that below, but I also wanted to share a couple of key takeaways, some things that I've learned over the years. If you followed me for any amount of time, you know I've changed my business, what I offer. You know, I'll retire courses, I'll put out new things, and it's all based on two things: what's going on in my own life and what I'm looking for, and the market. So those are the two things that I really look at. But I think one of the biggest takeaways is, first of all, you have to watch your mindset, because your mindset can really keep you stuck. And I have done a lot of mindset work over the years. And if you'd love to have my list of reading recommendations, I'm happy to share those with you. All you need to do is reach out to me, and I'll put my email in the description below. I'll happily share that with you. Anyway, the first thing I'll say is, don't offer everything that you're capable of doing. Just because you can doesn't mean you should. The last thing you want to do is build a business that's really more like a job. And that's what I did when I started my VA business, and that's what I did when I started the Techie Mentor. I was just repeating what I knew because I'd been an employee for like ever. I missed the fact that the reason I quit my soul-sucking job was to have freedom and flexibility, but then I went about it and I started offering everything that people were asking me for instead of what I really enjoyed doing. And then you just end up with another job. So only offer what you truly love to do. And if you don't know what you love to do, start where you are today and just take notice of the things that you do that, you know, time flies and you could do all day, every day. I think a great question to ask yourself is, would you do this even if you weren't paid to do it? That will really tell you if it's something that you loved to do or not. So make your business fun, not a job. Fun should be forefront, because that's why most of us want to work for ourselves. We want to do what we want to do. We want to do what we enjoy doing. And you have the ability to do that. So just don't lose sight of the fact that you started your business for a reason, whatever that reason is, and that you really want to have fun with your business. Believe it or not, you can have fun with your business and be financially secure. those two things can happen for you, but it's based on your mindset. So you can offer one thing in your business and make great money. You can offer two things in your business and make great money. It's just that you have to believe that. So it's not about quantity, it's about quality. I used to think I had to offer everything under the sun. And like I said, if you followed me, you know I've offered a ton of things over the years. But it makes it harder to show up and help everybody if you're scattered and you're spread too thin. So make your business fun, not a job. Only offer what you enjoy doing. And just because you know something doesn't mean you should offer it as a service. Like, I know a ton of admin skills, but I don't enjoy those. And so I did start out offering some of that stuff and quickly realized I don't want to do this and it doesn't pay me enough. So those are the things that you want to look at least a couple times a year. You know, look at your list of services and see if there's things you can add to it or change. But start where you are now and figure out what is fun for you. You know, what is your zone of genius? Because you have a zone of genius, you have a zone of excellence. Just because you do something really well doesn't mean you enjoy it. You only want to do those things that the time flies because you're having so much fun doing it. And believe it or not, you can build a business around that. So hopefully I've given you some key takeaways. The last one I will say is, watch out for all the new VA coaches and trainers that are coming out of the woodwork right now during this COVID pandemic. There are so many people who are buying courses that say, buy this course, put your name on it, and then teach it. Well, there's no experience to back that up. And this is my opinion, but if you don't have experience, how can you possibly teach? If you don't know how to get clients, you don't have experience getting clients, you don't have experience being a VA, how could you possibly teach somebody how to be a VA? You can't substitute experience. You have to learn from experience. So once again, the Techie Mentor was born out of my love of training, all things techie and system-based. And it was based on people asking me how I did what I did in my business. What do I offer? I offer digital marketing training, project management training, and the tools that go with that. Now, on a side note, I do also offer how to get started as a VA business owner. So not for someone looking for a job, but if you're looking to start a business, I do have a program that teaches you the exact same business structure that I used to build my VA business. And part of that I still use today in the Techie Mentor. And that's called my Getting Started Training. I also have a free training vault that is full of great information. If you're just trying to figure out if you want to join the VA industry, what is it all about? You can certainly join that. And it's really consolidated and it's organized, so you're not spending a lot of time on Google and looking for a lot of different information. It's free. You can dive in there and see if you like it, and you can glean what you can from it all for nothing. And as I mentioned again, there's the technology side of what I do, the system side of what I do, and the strategic side of what I do. That makes me different than 99% of all the VA trainers, coaches, and mentors out there who focus on teaching admin-based skills or how to set up a business. My focus is technology, digital marketing, project management, and the tools that go with that. So hopefully that gives you kind of the skinny on the Techie Mentor. And as I said, hopefully I've given you some key takeaways. Just remember, it's a journey, not a destination. And you should really focus on only offering the things that are fun to you. But if you're somebody who doesn't want to be an admin, you want to offer high-end skills, you want to be paid more than admin-based skills, then definitely check out what I offer. I don't just teach you how, I teach you what to do with that knowledge, how to package it, how to sell it, how to create offers, and all of those things. So thanks for listening. Feel free to subscribe to my podcast if you found it helpful. I'm on all the popular podcasting platforms, Spotify, Apple, Google, all of those wonderful ones. And thanks for listening, and I hope to see you and hear you next week.